Hey, what is going on, Wildlife X team? This is Michael here, and you know, there are a lot of funny looking creatures on planet Earth, but these seven certainly make the record for some of the most fascinating creatures that you have never heard of. Without further ado, let's jump right into this. Number one is the pink fairy armadillo. This is found in central Argentina, and they are pink and white. They are absolutely fascinating and rather cute. However, they're quite slow, with a top speed of about 2 miles per hour. They get their pink color from the blood vessels, which are underneath the shell, and the armored shell contains 24 bands that allow the pink fairy armadillo to curl up into a ball to protect its vulnerable soft underbelly in the event that a creature attempts to attack it. Number two is the ai, and that's right, you heard it correctly. Ai's spend most of their lives high in the trees, especially the canopy. They sleep, travel, and mate in treetops, though they do come down occasionally. The ai has a bad reputation. Some people native to Madagascar consider the ai to be an omen of ill luck or a harbinger of evil, and they will be killed on sight. Another superstition about the ai is that if it points its narrow middle finger at someone, they are marked for death. Such hunting, along with habitat destruction, have made the ai creatures critically endangered. Number three is the Dumbo octopus. From about 9,800 to 23,000 feet deep, they can be found in the ocean. It's very deep and it's very cold, and scientists have not found out yet how Dumbo octopuses have adapted to these colder temperatures. Dumbo octopuses come in different colors, some white, some red, some brown, some pink. Like most octopuses, they can also change color or flush the outermost layer of their skin to make it appear different, effectively camouflaging them against the ocean floor. As we said, living in the deep ocean is hard. Many Dumbo octopuses do not survive, and those that do only live about 3 to 5 years. To compensate for this, the Dumbo octopuses have a high reproduction rate. In fact, scientists believe that they do not have breeding seasons. Instead, the female can store her eggs as long as she wants and lay them at any time of the year. Number four, naked mole rat. Despite their names, naked mole rats are neither moles nor rats, nor are they totally hairless. They are more closely related to porcupines and guinea pigs. Naked mole rats live in the Horn of Africa and are native to Somalia, Ethiopia, and Kenya. And soldier mole rats defend their colonies from both predators, which are mostly snakes, and foreign mole rats, which they identify as foreign by their odor. Another interesting fact about these mole rats is that the queen is not born a queen. She is a female who literally fought her way to the top. Number five, dugong. Dugong is a large animal that can reach a length of 11 feet and weight of up to 2,000 pounds. Dugong has a flat tail and flippers like a whale, but it is more closely related to an elephant. Dugong has evolved 50 to 60 million years ago, when an elephant-like creature started entering the water. Before swallowing the seagrass, dugong will shake its head to eliminate sand from the food. Dugong breathes using the lungs, and they need to go to the surface in order to get more air about every 6 minutes. Number six is the lamprey. The sea lamprey is nicknamed the vampire of the sea, and for good reason. Their wide suction cup mouths allow them to cling onto their host and feed for a prolonged time. The lamprey generally vacuums itself onto one spot of their victim's body, making it an effective method to suck their prey's bodily fluids and blood. In addition, the proteins in their saliva widen the blood vessels of their prey, while their abrasive tongue and piercing teeth damage the skin of its victim and induce blood flow. This allows the lamprey to consume more nutrients and nourishment in a short amount of time from the victim prey. The sea lamprey has a wide open mouth that is filled with rows of sharp teeth formed in a circular setting, and this allows the lamprey to suction and anchor itself tightly onto its prey for feeding or a rock for resting. In fact, the lamprey belongs to a superclass of jawless fish known as agonthons. Creatures in this group exclude gonastothomes, which are a vertebrate species with jaws. These fish also possess a very unique ability to regenerate their body. So, for example, if a part of them gets chopped off, they will completely regenerate it in some form. And if you break their spinal cord or it becomes severely damaged, leaving the creature immobile, they can recover to full mobility again in 10 to 12 weeks. Number 7, the star-nosed mole. The star-nosed mole is a small mole that inhabit wet lowland areas of North America. They have strange appearances, with a unique star-shaped nose that's ringed with 22 fleshy appendages, or otherwise known as rays, which they use to feel its way around and even hunt prey. They eat faster than any other mammal on Earth. Due to the fast sensory receptors in the star-nosed mole is able to find an object to determine if it's edible and then eat it, if it's a worm or an insect, in under a quarter of a second. In winter, its tail swells up with fat, making it 4 times larger than its normal size. This is an absolutely fascinating creature and rather horrifying to look at. So with all of that being said, inside of your home, you should never have to deal with any wildlife animals or pests. Even a common pest, such as the raccoon or ants, while they might not look so fascinating and different as you've probably seen them somewhere before, they can cause a lot of problems inside of your home. If a wildlife animal infests your home, it could cause all kinds of problems, such as hurting you, your pets, your kids, or even causing damage to your property, which is quite expensive to fix later on. So if you think you have a wildlife or pest-related problem, please give us a call at 855-WILDLIFE or visit www.wildlifexteam.com and we'll be sure to help you out. Thanks for watching, and we'll see you later.